Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatshalom. We're now in Masachet Zvachim Daf Ayin Amud Bet, about to begin our study of the eighth perek of Masachet Zvachim, which is a perek, unlike the last two, the sixth and seventh, which were very short and focused really on one topic of Korbanot Ha'of. This perek is a very popular one among the Rishonim, and it's known as Perek Ha'Taruvot, because it deals with all sorts of mixings of different sorts and the results of whether there's bitul, bitul berov, bitul with some other number, v'meya, mataim, or no bitul whatsoever. And it begins, of course, with the issue of korbanot getting mixed up, either with each other or with other sort of animals that are all look alike, and therefore there's no way to distinguish which one was originally the korban or this korban, and what the results of those ta'aruvot, those inadvertent mixings, is. Kol ha'zvachim shenitaru b'chata'ot ha'metot o b'shor ha'niskal. Remember that there is a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, that there are five chata'ot metot, meaning these are five kinds of chata'ot, which, based on the circumstances, have to be killed. One is chata'at shemetu ba'aleha, that's if the owner who did the chait set aside the animal, the owner died, or chatat shen kapru ba'aleha, if the animal was lost, they brought another korban, this one was found. A vlad chatat, or a tmurat chatat, or a chatat shavrashnata, if the year that its age lapsed and it was too old to bring, these are chataot metot. They must be killed. A shor haniskal is an animal that killed a person, and it's going to be killed because there are edim, proper edim, to its act of violence. Now, kol hazvachim shtavu b'chataot tamitot o b'shor haniskal. At this point, the way that we're reading it is that you have a bunch of a single korban that got mixed up with a bunch of chataot metot or a bunch of shorot haniskalim, shvarim haniskalim, afilu achat b'ribo. And so it sounds like one korban among all of these other dead animals slated to die. Yamutu kulan. They all have to die, including the korban. We'll see in the Gemara right away, it's going to turn around the numbers. Now, the second part is, nitavru b'shor shena'avda bo avera. And now we're going to see a familiar list. Let's say that the korban got mixed with a shor. The korban as a shor got mixed with a shor that was used for, let's say, bestiality. O shemita dadam piya yedachar al piya balim. Or that killed somebody, but there weren't two witnesses. The only one witness or the owner admits that happened. And now that and the rest of this list are all isurim izbiach. These are animals that can be used, but they cannot be brought as a korban. Beroveh v'nirba, an animal used for bestiality, which means nevda v'avera may be a topic statement or may be referring to something else. Mukta v'nevad, mukta means one that's set aside for avodah zarah. Nevad means the animal itself was worshipped. Betnan u'mechir, the prohibition of etnan zona u'mechir kelev, animals that were gained as either a trade for a dog or that were the payment for a zonah. Bikilayim uvitrefa, a hybrid animal, or an animal that's a trefa. Or biyotze dofen, the last one on the list, is the one that's born through a C-section. Then what happens if a proper korban gets mixed up with these guys? Yiru'an shistavu. We employ what we've seen many times. We let them all graze until they get a mum, v'yimachru, and then sell them. And then what you have to do is say, well, the best price that I got for any of these things was, let's say, $5,000. And now I'm going to have to take $5,000 of the money and spend it on the shlamim or whatever it was that I had got mixed up there. Meaning, even if among the animals that it got mixed in with, it was not the most expensive one, since you don't know which one it is, whichever fetched the best price, that's the price you have to spend for a korban. Now, nitarvu b'chulin tmimim, let's say you have these korbanot, and they got mixed in with animals that are just regular old chulin, not balimum, what do? Yimachru ha'chulin letzorchei oto amin. So sell the chulin to people who need to bring that kind of korban. So let's say you had five shlamim, and it got mixed in with a chulin animal, looks exactly alike. So what you do is, you have your five, and you sell five of them, you keep the five, whichever five you keep, you sell the sixth, whichever one it is, to somebody who needs a shlamim. And therefore, this animal, which may have originally been a shlamim, may not have been, is now used as shlamim also. Remember, with a korban, you can designate it as your shlamim if in the end it's brought on behalf of someone else and vice versa. That's not a problem at all. Shinui ba'alim is only an issue that happens after smicha, after it's already inside, but not from the point of purchase. Okay, second Mishnah. Korashim korashim. Let's say that korbanot get mixed together, and this bears out the point I just made. Min b'mino, which means something a little different than it usually does. Here it means, min b'mino is a shlamim with a shlamim. Obviously the animals are all the same kind of animal, otherwise there's no mixture here. You know what a goat is, you know what a calf is, you can pull them apart. But kodshim b'kodashim min b'mino means, let's say it's a shlamim and another shlamim. So my shlamim and your shlamim got mixed up together. It's very easy. Zeikrav l'shem mishahu, v'zeikrav l'shem mishahu. So each one is brought to the mikdash, and it's brought on behalf of the guy who brought it. It doesn't matter if it was originally his or it got swapped. Korashim b'korashim min b'she'eno mino. But let's say one is an olah and one's a shlamim. So what happens here? Uach yistavu. First of all, we let them graze again. They get a mum, and then they're sold. V'yavi b'dmei yafesh b'hen b'min zeh. V'yavi yafesh b'hen b'min zeh. You then have to spend the price that the best animal, meaning the whichever animal got the best price, that's the price that you have to pay for both korbanot, the afsida motar beito, and you have to absorb the loss. So let's say, for instance, you had two animals. One of them is an olah, one is a shlamim. They look alike, or you don't remember what they look like, and they get mixed together, so you don't know which is which. And you sell one for $500, one for $1,000. You now have to bring a shlamim for $1,000 and an olah for $1,000, and you have to absorb the loss, the extra $500. Now, nita arvu b'bechor v'maser. This is a little bit tricky. A bechor ba'al mum is still given to the kohen. And even though it's a ba'al mum, the kohen has to eat it with a certain amount of sanctity. We'll see it in Masachet Bechorot. Lo yichamacher batliz, it can't be sold in a regular butcher shop, etc. Same thing with maaser behema. And so therefore, if regular korashim, other korashim, or olah shlamim, got mixed up with, let's say, a bechor, then, yiru'ad shistavu, we let them all graze until they get a mum, v'yachlu kebechor v'maaser, but all of them, after they become chulin, have to be eaten with that kedushat bechor, kedushat maaser, whichever one it is, which is that it can't be taken to the store, you know, whatever that might be, because the animal that you have may indeed be the Bechor, who's a Baal Mum now, and a Bechor Baal Mum has that status. Now, HaKol Yechulin Nitarev, just an observation, any korbanot could get mixed with each other, chutz min achatat v'asham, and achatat and asham could never get mixed, because an asham is only a ram, and the only chatat from that family that's brought is a ewe, a female, and not a male. If sa'ir, a male goat, is brought as a chatat, a par is brought sometimes as a chatat, but never a ram, only a lamb. And a nasham is always a ram, so a chatat and nasham could never get mixed up together. Okay, the Gemara immediately picks up on the word afilu, which is at the beginning of the Mishnah. It said afilu achad beribo. And our assumption, Rashi brings this out, was that we thought it meant that if one korban got mixed up with a bunch of chataot metot, and then we said even if there's a lot of them, 10,000 of them, then they all have to die. So what's the afilu? Obviously, the more chataot metot there are, the less chance that our korban has of getting out of there. The answer is hachi kamar. We had it backwards. Kol hazvachim shnavu b'hen chataot metot. It's not a korbanot that got mixed up among a lot of chataot metot. It's a bunch of korbanot and a chatat meita got mixed up with their oshor and iskal, afilu achad beribo, meaning even if there's only one animal slated to die among 1,000, 10,000 korbanot, yamutu kulam. They all have to die, and that's the point. Okay, tanir achadazino. We have a Mishnah that already makes this point. It's in Tmurah. Kol asurin legabe mizbeach, osrin b'chol shehen. Any of the animals that are asur legabe mizbeach, which is our second list, not sure on iskal chatat meita, but sure that killed with only one aid, or roveh, etc. Right? Or roveh vaneba is an example of what's given on that list. Actually, it lists everything there. So, all of the things that are asur legabe mizbeach, osrin b'chol shehen, which means there's no beetle, which means if you have one roveh and 100 other animals, they all can't be brought on the mizbeach. So, why do we need our Mishnah? Ravashi, amrita l'shmate kamei Rav Shimi v'atzrichan. I brought this before to Rav Shimi, and I demonstrated why it was needed. The imehatam, if I only had the mishtan tmura, haviyameina hanimili legavoa, that only applies to bringing it as a korban to Hashem. In other words, that mishnah is only saying that if I have a bunch of animals got mixed up with a rovea, none of them can be brought as korbanot. But that doesn't tell me that I can't use them. Maybe I could use it myself as a regular animal. Veimehacha, and if I only had our mishnah, haviyameina hanihu dasirei hanoninu. That the first two, of course, Shor HaNiskal and Chatot Metot, those are Yisurei HaNoah, and that's why it's Aser. Aval Hani, Emelo, but Rovea, Nirba, those things that are Mutaba HaNoah, I just can't bring them as a Korban, I would think that it's okay. Tzrichi. V'lav Yisurei HaNoah, Ninhu HaTanale. Wait a second, time out. Our Mishnah also has that whole list of ones that are not Yisurei HaNoah. But the problem is Miktani Bechama. Miktani Bechama, Kolshein Hatam Tani. Meaning our Mishnah in the second part, the first list says that they're Oser Achad Beribo. But the next part of it, which lists the Roveah and the Nirbah and the Muktzah and the Nevad, doesn't give us a shear. That shear is only in Tmura. So now what we're suggesting is that the Mishnah in Tmura was really enough, and all we need here is the first part of our Mishnah, which is Shor HaNiskal and Chatot Metot, but the rest of it we don't need. And the Mishnah in Tmura tells me that if one animal that is a problem gets mixed up with a lot of animals that are not, they're all Asur Lamizbeach. Avenit Nihab Lawaiha, the answer is Takanti Tzrichale. We need our Mishnah because our Mishnah gives the solution. In the Mishnah Torah, it just says Asur. Here we have the solution with let him graze and be sold, you pay with the best value, etc. Now, wait a second. We don't need the Mishnah Torah to tell me that for use of a head yot, things are Oser B'chol Shehu, because we have that Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. Ve'elu Asurin V'osurin B'chol Shehu. The following things are Asur, and they generate Isur with the smallest measure, which is Yain Nesach, Vavodah Kochavim, something we dealt with in Masachah Avodah Zarah. The answer is Tzrichi. We need them both. Why? If I only had the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, I may have a head yot, that's only true for personal use. But when it comes to Korbanot, maybe I would think we don't want to rob the Mikdash of so many Korbanot and say one bad animal among them wrecks everything. If we only had our Mishnah, we would say, Havamena Hanimili Kodshim Demais. In the world of Kodshim, we have a higher standard, so therefore we don't want to have anything unfit there. Hava chulin delamais, but within the world of chulin, there's not such a concern. Eme yisurei hanoah libatli beruba. Maybe yisurei hanoah are just us, or batal beruv, like everything else. 2-1. The minute that you have a majority that is mutar, it should be okay. Tzricha. Now, venibatli beruba. So, indeed, why don't we say in our case that the animals are batal beruv? If I have 5 korbanot that are shlamim and 1 that's a chatat metah, say they're all okay. V'chitei machashiv v'lo batli, and you want to tell me that as animals they're chashuv and they can't be batel. That is going to take us into the machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. Hanechel mandamar kol shadar kol imanot shaninu. This claim that animals are significant and aren't batel only works if you claim that things which have significance are not batel, and what determines their significance? If they are on some occasion counted individually when being sold. But if you claim that it's only things that are always sold by individual count, otherwise they're not important enough to claim no beetle, then Ma'ikal Amemar, then you have no answer because animals sometimes are sold by the flock or by the herd instead of by the head. And let's see where this all comes from. It's a Mishnah in Trumot, it's a Mishnah in Orla. Now, in Misha Yulo Chavilei Tiltan Shel Kilei HaKerem, if somebody had some hemp that was from Kilayim of the Kerem, which is Aser B'Hanoah, Yidalku, you have to burn it. Nit Arvu Ba'Achirim, if that got mixed up with others, Achirim Achirim, Kulayin Yidalku, Diramir. Mir says, so all Aser, there's no heter whatsoever, these ropes are Aser B'Chol Shehu, and therefore they get mixed up with others, and one of those gets mixed up with others, all Asur. Chacham disagree, and they say they're batal 1 in 200, that's the Shear of Kilayim. Shaira Meir Omer, because what was Omer's position? Kol Shadar Kol Dimanot Mekadesh. Anything that is counted out when sold is Mekadesh. Means it asers the in Kilayim Bakerim. Chachamim Omer Me'enu Mekadesh El Shishad Dvayim Bavar V'Kiva Omer Shiva. There's a famous list. Chachamim is saying, no, it's only six things that are so inherently significant that they don't have any beetle. V'Kiva adds a seventh. What are they? Egos Eferech, the certain kinds of nuts. Rimone Badan, Rimonim from this particular place, Chaviot Stumot, barrels that are already sealed, Chilfei Tradin, certain kinds of beets, Kilchei Kruv, certain kinds of cabbage, Light Yivanit, a certain kind of melon or pumpkin, Kivimosif Avkikor Chabalabait, also homemade bread. Now, Ruila Orla Orla, Ridli Kale Karam, Kilai Karam. This is true about both Orla and Karam, and Kilayim. For instance, the Dalat Yivanit is going to be an issue of, typically, of Orla. And Kikor Chabalabait would be an issue of Kilayim if you planted the wheat in a Kerem. Okay, each thing it distributes. Fine. V'id Marala. But the point is that Rameir's statement, Kol Shadar Kol Imanot, is subject to dispute. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Et Shadar Kol Imanot Shaninu. What Rameir really said was, things that are always counted out. Always counted out when sold as individuals, those things are not bought out. He was more expansive. He said what Meir said was, and that's our girsa, anything that is counted out, meaning if on occasion that's how you do it, or sometimes that's how you do it, it's already not bought out. So hanechal Resh Lakish, according to Resh Lakish, after all of that, according to Resh Lakish, everything sits fine, because animals are usually, not always, but usually sold by the count, and therefore they would not be bought el. El Rabbi Yochanan, my equal member, how would Rabbi Yochanan explain it? So, who says that it has to be something that's always, without exception, sold by the count and is not true about animals. So my papa, hi Tana, Tana Delitok Tziotu. Our Tana is the author, and we're going to see it's Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Yehoshua about Litrak Tziot. Litrak Tziot, Litra has a certain weight. Tziot are pressed figs. And let's see what happens. The Amar, called of Arsheishpo Minyan Afilu B'Drabanan Lo Batil. Anything that's counted out, even if the Isser is Drabanan, it's not Batil. V'choshkem B'Doraita, certainly if it's Doraita, Tanya, let's see what the case is. Litrak Tziot, now we're talking here about Tziot, which are Truma. Shadarsa Al Pi Igul. So what happened is you pressed it on a particular tool, particular round area, around like a wheel, and in that place there's a bunch of wheels, and your figs are there, there's a lot of other figs there. You come back and you forgot which igul it was. Or al pi chavit, you did it on a barrel. You don't know which barrel it is. Al pi kaveret, you did it on a beehive. Again, you don't know which one is yours. Rabbi Meir Omer, the following. He says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ro'inatal yonot kiloin prudot. We look at the ones that are on the top level as if they're separated from the ones on the bottom. Because the ones on the bottom are maybe older, and then the ones on the bottom, if there's enough of them, are mevatel the ones on top, and it's all okay. Not truma. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, this is all Rabbi Meir's read. If there's 100 barrels or 100 igulin, whatever it is, then it's fine. So it's batel b'meya v'imlav ha pumina surin. If not, then each one of these presses is asur, but what's at the bottom of the press is mutar, because that's certainly not from the original stuff. That's Rabbi Meir's take on the machloket. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. He says, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Mieshamea Pumin Ya'alu, Vimlava Pumin Asurin, etc. Meaning the position that Rabbi Meir thought Rabbi Yeshua held, Rabbi Yehuda says that's the more lenient position of Rabbi Eleazar. And then Rabbi Yeshua Omer, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yeshua says, "Afilu yesham shlosham meot pumin lo yalu." Even if there's 300, which means a million, it doesn't matter. There's no bitul for these things. Why? Because this is the sort of thing that is sometimes counted out, and since sometimes counted out, it never has any bitul. And so, therefore, we're saying that the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua through the school of Rabbi Yehuda. Darsa beigul menodeh beizam akom beigul darsa. But everybody will agree that if you pressed it on part of the wheel and you forgot which part is yours, and there's 100 times as much as your stuff in that wheel, then of course then it's batel. That will agree. Okay, Ravashi comes up with a simpler solution. He says, Ravashi Amar, Filo Temer Rabbanan. He says you don't have to say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, our Mishnah is Rabbanan. Baalei Chayim Chashiv Lo Batli. A very simple notion that animals which are alive are inherently significant, and therefore they can't ever have beetle. As long as they're alive, they're not just meat, they're animals walking around. They don't have beetle. Afilu ba'elef. And therefore, that's why the animals that get mixed in together cannot be mitbatel, and all of them have to be processed, as we saw. Okay, we'll pause at this point. Now that we've gotten ourselves into the thick of Perakat HaRuvot, and we'll continue with our analysis of the first two Mishnayot in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.